Mr. Punch presents Wisdom, an entertaining portrait of the English game in three parts, compiled by Sue Rodwell and directed by John Tuckey. Part 3, Overseas Tour.
Pa's Tour of Australia, 1863 to 1864. Pa's 11, one and all, proved themselves good men and true, and during their stay of 4 months in the colonies, they have shown themselves worthy of their reputation. Much has been said about the comparative merits of the two 11s which have visited Australia, but there cannot be a doubt in all unprejudiced minds that the 11 now leaving these shores is greatly superior to anything the colonists have seen before in point of cricketing excellence. The previous 11 showed nothing equal to the wicket-keeping of Lockyer, the batting of Hayward and Carpenter, or the bowling of Jackson, Tarrant and Tinley. The visit of this 11 will be productive of much benefit to colonial cricketers.
Americans versus Englishmen, played at Germantown, Philadelphia, October 14th and 15th, 1870. Wilkes' Spirit of the Times, from which paper this score, etc., is extracted, stated, "The match was arranged by Mr. Rastall of the Germantown Club and grew out of a desire on the part of the Young America Club to try the strength of their 11 against the strongest 11 of English resident cricketers which could be gathered to meet them, and not from any boastful or vainglorious spirit of special superiority. The American 11 were all amateurs. The Englishmen were the best amateurs and professionals selected from the New York and Philadelphia clubs." The report in the Spirit further stated that when the last run was scored and the victory was assured, the Englishmen among the crowd of spectators became highly elated, and in their enthusiasm, they carried a McIntyre off the field. The Englishmen won by 9 wickets.
The visit of the English 12 to Canada and America in 1872. Sir, I noticed an announcement in a sporting paper last week which is liable to misconstruction, and is, in fact, untrue. The Marylebone Club was reported to have challenged America, and that the necessary steps had been taken by me to give effect to such a challenge. In the first place, no challenge has been sent to America. Secondly, in the proposal that has been made, the initiative was not taken by the MCC. I was introduced last summer to Mr. Patterson of Toronto at Lord's Ground. He then opened the question of a visit to Canada by 11 gentlemen of England to play 4 matches. His proposals were so liberal and the offer so advantageous that I undertook to put an 11 together. I have been so far successful that I am now in a position to state that the trip to Canada will certainly take place. R. A. Fitzgerald, Secretary, MCC. The first match, 11 of England versus 22 of Montreal, played at Montreal, August the 22nd to the 24th. In this match, Mr. Grace and Mr. Ottaway made 100 runs before the first wicket was down. Mr. Grace made 81. He hit 2 sixes. Mr. Ottaway played as steady as old time. The Canadian batting was weak, bowling excellent, and fielding moderate. Mr. Ottaway stumped 9 and caught out 1. England won by an innings and 140 runs.